In Canada this week, the end of a long national nightmare. In the United States, it was the end of a long labor standoff. The National Hockey League and its players' union announced an end to a 301-day lockout that wiped out all of the last NHL season and no doubt a lot of goodwill among fans of the league as well. Joining me now to discuss hockey's new deal is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, Stefan.
Hi, Robert.
This agreement is almost everywhere being portrayed as a win for the owners in the National Hockey League. Is that right?
It is. The new deal contains the two things that the league demanded and that the players' union said it would never accept. One is a link between total league revenue and total player compensation, and the other is a salary cap. Players also agreed to cut their existing contracts by almost 25%, and these limits are going to reduce the gap between the highest and lowest spending teams from around 5-1 to 1.5-1. So the hope is that you'll have more parity and balance in the NHL.
So the system in pro hockey is going to be reminiscent of what we have in pro football and pro basketball.
Right. So this looks like a terribly embarrassing defeat for sports labor, but it's hardly going to be a disaster for players in the long term. It's more like a market correction. The NHL was overvalued. It was overpriced. Salaries were out of whack with revenue and with fan interest on television. Now players are going to get somewhat less than their previous $1.8 million average salary, and they won't enjoy a totally free market. But if they can help promote an improved sport and lift league revenue, the cap's going to go up and the players will make more.
Maybe not totally free, but it's going to be a very busy market because there are a lot of players out there who are unsigned and the teams have got to start signing them pronto.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks this should all start, and it's going to be chaos, which is great for hardcore fans who've just wanted their sport back and will be able to follow it on TV and in newspapers again. It's also going to be a fascinating economics study. Under the new rules, no individual player is going to be able to make more than 20% of a team's payroll, so that's automatically going to drop the top possible salary to around $8 million from more than $11 million. One worry there is that a few stars are going to get big salaries and the rest of the team is going to be left with the scraps.
On the other hand, there could be some team that would follow the example of football's New England Patriots, basketball's Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, they've won championships.
Win championships without having that model.
With very few top-paid players in those cases. And those are the successful teams in those sports. So I think what you're going to see in hockey now is that good general managers, good salary cap people, just became the most important people in the sport.
And they face another enormous challenge, which is they've missed an entire season and they have to win back the fans. What do they do?
Well, a lot of people think that they've destroyed their own image and fans are not going to come back. I don't buy it. Fans always come back. But the NHL is going to need to recognize that its place in the sports marketplace has changed. They're going to have to cut ticket prices. Concession prices are going to have to come down in order to bring in new fans, but also, I think, show good faith to these old, angry fans who maybe don't want to go to as many games. And the NHL also is going to have to take steps to woo back the corporate community, sponsors. Some of them abandoned the league and its teams last year. The main incentive for owners to do all of this is to shore up the value of franchises, which just plummeted during this lockout.
Well, one thing the NHL is going to do, I gather, is change the game on the ice a bit, try to make it a little bit more high-scoring.
Very smart. Absolutely necessary. I think you're going to see the net might get bigger. There's going to be a shootout to decide tie games after overtime. And there's talk that the size of goalie pads, which are about as big as a couple of love seats right now, get smaller, which will allow players to get the puck into that net a little bit easier.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports. Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.